we begin our coverage with the Blitz. With more, here's Brian Crozier.
And the Blitz is on the air. Brian Crozier reporting for KBR in Wapello tonight. Carl McGill Field, and we have a score already. Minneapolis returning a punt 55 yards for a touchdown. Ben Warlock returning a Wapello punt after the opening possession went nowhere for the Indians. And so, Minneapolis with the early lead, 6-0 over Wapello. The Indians 2-0, the Bulldogs 2-0. Right now, Minneapolis, the number one team in the Radio Iowa Class 2A poll, is up 6-0. Brian Crozier reporting for KBR. Now back to the studio and Mike Savage.
All right, thank you. So a quick score there from Minneapolis as the Bulldogs are jumping on top.
Here's a live game break on News Radio 1490 KBUR.
Brian Crozier reporting for KBUR. Wapello gets on the board. Minneapolis answers right back. Jesse Earth, a 45-yard touchdown pass to Ben Warlock. Extra point good. So 9:52 now to go in the second quarter. Minneapolis 20, Wapello 6. And I'm Brian Crozier for KBUR.
And Brian Crozier from Carl McGill Field.
Brian Crozier reporting in Wapello, where Minneapolis has won by a score of 48-12. Minneapolis getting on the board just 2 minutes in. A 55-yard punt return for a score. Ben Warwalk running that one in. Jesse Ertz later, a 34-yard touchdown pass to Jordan Wagenbach in the first quarter, 4 minutes to go. Made it 13-0. Alex Rollinger for Wapello then answered a 29-yard touchdown pass to Eric Garcia. With 10:49 to go in the second quarter, that made it 13-6. But then Jesse Ertz on the key drive of the game, 4 plays. Then on the last play of the drive, 45-yard touchdown pass. And that made it 20-6 with 9:52 to go in the second quarter. Ertz then a 4-yard touchdown run, 6:44 to go in the second. Then a 5-yard touchdown run for Dalton Scott with 1 minute to go in the first half, made it 34-6. Ertz another pass for a touchdown early in the third quarter to the Wagenbach. That made it 41-6. Rollinger, another pass for a touchdown for Wapello. That made it 41-12. But then Ertz, one more time, a pass to Chase Miller in the fourth quarter. That made it 48-12. And that was the final margin in Wapello tonight, 48-12. Minneapolis moves to 3-0. Brian Crozier reporting for KBUR in Wapello.
Thank you so much, Brian. Yeah, the number one team in Class 2A moves on to 3-0, a 48-12 victory over Wapello.